Hey, hello to everyone today. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is March the 13th, 2020. A little bit later. I wasn't able to get a video posted last night, so I just thought I would come to you today and share with you something. You know, a follower of Jesus learns very quickly in their spiritual walk that the Word of God is a comfort, is a source of comfort and encouragement in every situation in life. For me, I've also learned that the Scripture is not only the place where I can find comfort during trials. You know, I can also find comfort in the old hymns. You know, this past week has been especially trying for many. We are facing new and seemingly unprecedented circumstances, even though they're not. Go back to the 1918 Spanish flu epidemic, and you'll see that some of the decisions are being made are, you know, coincided with the decisions that were made back then. But our society is making those decisions, and they're rarely made, and so they seem unprecedented to us. The media broadcasts, the disruption of life, and the social distancing, all of these things has brought fear and confusion into the life of many. So where do we find comfort during these trying times? Of course, we find comfort and strength in the Word of God. What is also comforting is when you find a hymn which speaks of Scripture. You know, when you looked at the title of this devotion, Come Unto Me, how many of you started singing that song to yourself in your head? You know, I did. I've been singing that song in my head really all week. But what a blessing the Word of God is during troubling times. Is it your practice to seek the Word of God during trials? Is it your practice to run to the blessed book to find answers to your problems? The disciple of Jesus knows the power of the Word of God. He knows he can find a strength, wisdom, and comfort in the Word. I encourage you to turn to the Word of God in times of troubles. You know, it's very easy to listen to all the noise that is going on out in the world. But we need to run to the Word to help us make our decisions, to know what is right. So today, if you are hurting and troubled, I encourage you to run to Jesus. Jesus says in the book of Matthew, chapter number 11 and verse 28, Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know, those words have been a source of comfort for many down through the years. And so, you know, I think it's good for us today to just think about that. Come to Jesus, and He will give you rest. As I was doing a little study on this passage, I came across the comments of Robertson's Word Pictures. Listen to these words that he shares. These words are among the special treasures of Matthew's Gospels. No sublimer words exist than this call of Jesus to the toiling and the burdened to come unto Him. He towers above all men as He challenges us. I will refresh you. Far more than rest, rejuvenation. So what Jesus desires for us is to come to Him to find rest, comfort, strength, and to have our spirits rejuvenated. You know, as I think about this, as I was typing out my devotion, as I have been singing the song, Come Unto Me, I can really see Jesus' outstretched arms. And you know, an old picture of Jesus as the Good Shepherd standing there in the field with His sheep around Him. I can see that, and I can see in my mind's eye, Him saying, Come unto me, and I will give you rest. As a follower of Jesus today, recognize that He is with you in every step of life. He doesn't leave you in the difficult times. He's there with you. And you know, I just thought about this. I thought about these lyrics. Hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. Oh, you heavy laden, come to me and rest. Come no longer tarry. I learnt your load will bear. Bring me every burden. Bring me every care. You know, come unto me. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Hear me and be blessed. I am meek and lowly. Come and trust my might. Come, my yoke is easy and my burden's light. Are you disappointed, wandering here and there, dragging chains of doubt and loaded down with care? Come unto me. You know, we just need to be encouraged today to come to Jesus, to find strength, to find comfort, to find mercy. So today, if you are afraid, trust in Him. You know what time I'm afraid? I'll trust in Him. If you're burdened, come to Jesus. If you lack wisdom, ask of God, which gives to all men liberally. Just know that the Word of God is a constant source of comfort, strength, and power. Let's pray. Today, Lord, as I come to you in a prayer, I pray you will give comfort to your people. Lord, I'm thankful that you are a God of mercy. I pray, Lord, for wisdom for our leaders as they make difficult decisions. I pray, Lord, also for our healthcare professionals who are caring for the sick. I pray you will protect them from this disease. Lord, I also pray for your people as they are seeking wisdom and knowing how to respond in this time. Lord, I also pray for those who are sick because of the virus. I pray, God, that you will give comfort to the hurting. I pray you will bring healing to the afflicted. Lord, I also thank you for the comfort your people can find in your word. I pray that during this time we will use your word to comfort those who are hurting. Lord, I pray your people would honor you in their response to this situation. Lord, I pray that I will walk through this time in a way which brings you glory. Thank you for your constant presence in my life. Thank you for the knowledge of peace during trial. Be with your people, I pray. It is in the name of Jesus I pray. Amen. Until Monday, Pastor Mark signing off.